I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Well, if this isn't going to be great, Sonia Morgan and Michael Rapaport on a New York Housewives night, can life get any better for me? Tonight it's like I'll have the night off, basically. It's going to be really fun. Shotsky night. I mean, Sonia, man, she's the straw that stirs the drink, as you know. And Michael, no bigger Housewives fan. He and Jerry O'Connell, two biggest Housewives fans. Okay, bye.
His love of Housewives is rock solid, and tonight she had her first solid BM. It's Watch What Happens Live with Sonia Morgan and Michael Rapaport now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on Shotsky Night with a man who absorbs every last drop of Bravo and a woman who confessed to wearing a diaper when she travels. Plastic straws are being banned all over the country, but my first guest, a.k.a. the straw that stirs the drink, will never go out of style. Please welcome my friend from the Real Housewives of New York City, Sonia Morgan. Such a Bravo superfan that he recently tweeted, anytime a Housewives season comes to an end, a little piece of me dies inside. So I'm glad we got him here just before the New York finale. Say hi to our friend Michael Rapaport. Great to see you, Michael. Big night, Michael. Big night.
Big night.
Yes.
Big
night. Lots to talk about.
I'm pumped.
And Sonia is wearing Sonia Morgan New York, by the way. And in case Sonia needs an emergency snatch guard tonight behind the bar, it's her new intern, Jay. Hey, Jay. Good to see you. Ramona was excited to show off her Hamptons home makeover, but it seems that Luann was not impressed. Take a look at our shady boot moment of the night. Here it is.
Hello.
Oh my God, she still has the cardboard out.
I did everything online. I'm really thrilled.
Mm-hmm, good for you.
Do we have to take off our shoes now?
I don't think so.
She's the queen of design. She's done the house and et cetera. And it's like you ordered some stuff online.
She's got a slab like this on her kitchen countertop. Looks like a headstone. No warmth, no charm, no character. You know what? Money can't buy you class.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's time for our first poll. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate Ramona's Hamptons house? Go to WWHL.TV.
I mean, I'm not Mr. Design. I thought it looked nice.
Yeah.
I thought it looked nice and was decorated well.
I think it looks for sale.
You do? Oh, really? You think she's going to sell it?
You do.
Looks all pretty right. Staged.
Looks like you guys are giving it a 5. All right. God, tough crowd.
Although
the girls are back from vacation, Cartagena is still wreaking havoc on their stomachs. Take a look.
Wreaking poop.
You still have diarrhea again?
Yeah.
Did you get the memo? Me and Carol had our first full bowel movements yesterday. Hard ones.
Congratulations.
I finally went to the bathroom for the first time normally.
I'm still going not normal.
Just get the diapers. I like to have a fresh diaper.
You need a diaper wherever you go, really. You don't want to get on a jitney all the way to the Hamptons. I don't like to use a lavatory on the bus. And I don't.
I was walking and it just fell out of me. Well, I cleaned everything up with the towels. I put the towels on the porch because they stunk so much.
Let me smell Rose out. Okay.
Unbelievable. Yo, the diaper, when you're on a bus and you don't use the bathroom and you use the diaper, you're just sitting amongst your stuff?
This is called two parasites, E. coli. You have no control.
Right. I got ulcerative colitis, okay? I have ulcerative colitis, and I don't diaper up.
Sonia is trying to rent out her townhouse, but it seemed like she had a crap full of problems.
Sonia? We just have a few minutes before the showing gets here.
When the snow melted, old poop that was hidden in the deep snow came down, and then I had to pick it up with the paper towel, and then it smeared. So I want you just to tell the client, you know, winter comes, winter goes, spring comes, poop goes. You've got to be all over the poop situation. And when you have two poodles and a cat, and it's just me and the kids out, and I don't have all the help, this is the kind of thing that I'm kind of inundated with. Poop.
And now I know why Sonia has a new intern. Yes. All right, while we wait for your questions for Sonia and Michael, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, on tonight's episode, Carol seemed to constantly have a bee in her bonnet. Take a look.
Are you dating that guy, Brian?
Well, I told you that Bethany texted him and said, are you in Miami this week?
What I don't understand is, like, she maligns his character and says, like, kind of not nice things about him.
She wants lighter friends. She got it. She got Tinsley. Like, I'm not light.
How's it going?
Adam and I still love each other. I don't crash and burn relationships the way some other people do.
Carol and I are like burnt marinara sauce. You can't fix it.
People that are very self-absorbed sometimes don't realize it.
She probably understood Bethany quicker than any of us.
All right, here's what. Head on over to WWHL.TV to answer the question we've been asking all season. Whose side are you on now? Bethany or Carol? Rappaport, whose side are you on? We've never talked about
it. I go with Bethany.
You do?
I go with Bethany. Because just first of all, you know how I feel about Bethany. She's a Michael Jordan of housewives.
Okay, but in this specific thing,
I just feel like she tried. I felt like she tried a little bit harder to mend the friendship with Carol more than Carol did. So I'm with Bethany.
Looks like the viewers are agreeing with you there, 73%. All right, second, during Ramona's ageless skincare pre-launch party, Sonia went all Cinderella by fitting her new shoe line on attendees, which turned Ramona into quite the harried godmother. Watch.
It's beautiful.
No, it's great. It's like giving birth.
I'm packing. It's my new shoe collections. Your shoes are in here. And
oh my God, can I see them?
The biggest shoe size is yours.
Oh, thank you.
The people who buy Ramona skincare need a pair of my shoes. It's the same demographic, right? Makes sense to me.
Ramona, I have your shoes.
This is about me tonight.
I know.
This isn't about me. This is about Ramona skincare, not about Sonia's shoes.
I'll give you your 10 minutes, but that's it. Then put it away.
All right. Go to WWHL.TV. Tell us whose product would you rather buy, Sonia's or Ramona's?
Or one of each.
I say Sonia because Sonia took a lot of flack when she was launching the Sonia Morgan line.
Oh, God.
And now look at it. Who's laughing now?
And how much is this? How much is this?
$105.95.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Looks like you guys are buying Sonia's product. Here you go. Here's what. Sonia, since you promote people, I want to go through some other products designed by Bravo Mavens. Weigh in on the pros and cons of each. Thoughts on Cynthia Bailey eyewear?
Beautiful.
Okay. Thoughts on Lisa Vanderpump's rosé?
I'm sure it's good. It's a restaurateur.
Bedroom Candy by Candy Burris.
I'd have to try it out.
Yeah, you
one
do.
One of each.
Yeah, one of each. What about Ramona Pinot Grigio?
Love it.
I love it too. Yeah, yeah.
Delicious.
What about Teresa Giudice's Fabulicious Cookbooks?
I've seen them. I haven't tried any of the recipes, but...
Okay. Sheba Sheree's potential lifestyle joggers.
I sell joggers. I love joggers.
Okay, you do. What do you think about pink sparkle dog food from Cameron?
No, I don't like... No.
You don't like that. All right. Thank you very much. Finally, since the only thing more frightening than the New York ladies' boat ride from hell is Michael's psychotic Housewives fandom, here's what. Let's give him the floor before he throws us all overboard. The women are back with a boatload of questions for the wrap-up port of call.
All right.
Okay. Michael, Dorinda and Luann, thoughts on Lou judging Dorinda's alcohol intake and then the fight that ensued?
I didn't think it was nice, and I never got a mugshot, and Bethany shut up because you have no skin in this.
Whose side were you on there?
I felt bad that they were upset. I felt like I think Dorinda has been rough and tumble all year, bullied my girl Sonia, and I had to say, but they have their friendship they're working on.
Thoughts on Carol leaving the show?
You gotta go. Time's up. She could be with Adam. It's Adam in my salad. I got a ponytail.
Thoughts on Tinsley wedding dress shopping without being engaged and crying over a photo of her frozen
Top
eggs?
Top five wackiest moments in Bravo. Not just Housewives.
Really?
Way out there.
That's cool.
She needs, you gotta find her a man. She gotta get knocked up.
Okay.
Where Johnny Cleaners come to the UN, do something.
Who's on the boat next? Let's see. Bring them out. All right, Ramona and Bethany. Thoughts on Ramona getting to a fight on the phone with Bethany and saying you don't support women?
When Ramona Singer has two legs to stand on and she's in the right and she's so happy about it, she just, it's like a cracker when you're like starving. She's so happy.
Dorinda and Sonia. Thoughts on Dorinda getting mad with Sonia because she wore the family crest on the shoes?
I understand sometimes that Sonia can piss you off, but Dorinda, just this season, just ground and pound, like a UFC fighter.
Okay, bring out the next housewife on the boat, guys. It is Ramona. Thoughts on her being shoved around in a wheelchair in Colombia?
I wouldn't expect anything less from Ramona Singer in Colombia.
Okay.
In a wheelchair made perfect sense.
Yes. Okay, bring out the last one. It is Sonia Morgan. Thoughts on Sonia keeping the tag on her bathing suit?
Come on, Sonia.
Can you
resell that bathing suit?
No, you can't resell
something. No, because I saw it on TV.
I didn't want to be late to get to the boat. And then I forgot to take the tags off because I was drinking with the girls.
All right. Thank you very much, Michael Rappaport. Okay, let's go to Jack from Detroit. Hey, Jack, what's your question?
Hello. My question is for the gift that keeps on giving, Sonia Tremont Morgan.
Yes.
Love you, Sonia. My question is there a specific brand of diapers that you prefer over other ones? I was wondering maybe if you're collaborating with Lisa Rinna.
Is there a brand of diapers that you...
Well, here's the thing. In Colombia, they only had the white. I was very happy when I got back to New York City. You can get black or purple.
Are those brands or colors?
Well, I don't care what the brand is.
Okay. On next week's Real Housewives of New York finale, Bethany and Carol finally have a normal conversation. That is until someone else goes off like a remiss. All. Here's a sneak peek.
I have something I'd like to speak to you about.
Well, you'll have to call my secretary and I'll give you an appointment.
You know what? Let me just tell you now. So, I supported you in your charity and I was very disappointed and hurt that you never responded to my invitation, to my celebration. So, why?
I don't feel the need to give you an explanation.
Wow. 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 That's it. Wow. You know what? You're very disappointing as a woman. Really? You say you support women? Obviously you don't. Well.
It's just too good.
It's two Scorpios. They're both Scorpios.
Yeah,
that doesn't work out.
Let's go to Alexis from New Jersey. Yeah, hey, Alexis, what's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hey, guys. I love all you guys. I'm big fans. Andy, love your Insta stories. Waka's adorable.
Waka's the best.
Love your fashion. My question is for Michael.
Okay.
So I know a while back you were on a show with Kenya. That show was crazy, the shade you guys were throwing at each other. And I know you and...
Lauren, come on, Lauren. Get to the question.
Alexis. Okay. Sorry. My question is, who would you rather be trapped in an elevator with, Kenya or the orange monster Donald Trump?
Kenya, absolutely. 100%.
Have you guys talked ever since you've been on Watch?
No, I haven't talked to Kenya.
Okay. Sonia.
She's not coming back, right? She's not coming back to Atlanta?
We don't talk about casting things.
Okay.
Sonia, a lot of talk, there was a lot of talk, the women were talking about your drinking, and now, over the last few seasons, and now a lot of the conversation has shifted to Dorinda. What are your thoughts about that?
You know, they do say karma's a bitch. Because there was a time I was upset that, you know, I wasn't invited to the Berkshires. But that's history.
I remember that.
Okay, I'm not a dog with a bone.
Yes, okay.
But, you know, I am a lightweight. I have two drinks. I'm drunk.
Okay.
Three,
the
I'm yours.
The question was about
drinking. Okay, but okay. I don't drink every episode. Okay. Right. I don't drink four months out of the season.
Okay.
But when I get shit-faced, you'll know it.
Okay. Let's go to Lauren from Michigan. Hey, Lauren, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Michael. Hi,
hey.
Sonia. Love your dress. My question is for Sonia.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you're still seeing that Mr. TV guy from tonight's episode.
Good question.
Well, I won't be seeing him tonight because tomorrow I'm going back to the retreat.
No.
Costa
you heard
Rica.
The question.
No, but are you
TV
still
guy. I've been seeing him often, you know, since my divorce.
Oh, Mr. since your divorce? That's been a while.
Yeah, I've been seeing him for a while. Friends with benefits are friends.
Oh, okay. Very good. Friends with benefits are friends. Let's go to Sarah from Chicago.
Hi, Andy. Hey. I'm Sarah from Chicago.
Yes. What's your question?
My dad, the other Andy Cohn from Chicago, says hi.
Hey.
My question is for Michael.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on Denise Richards joining the cast? Hills.
Yes, Denise Richards announced. We're so excited. She has joined the cast of the Beverly Hills Housewives.
I'm excited. I mean, she fits in perfectly. I think she's going to bring a lot to the table. I can't wait.
We ran into her in Montana when we were on the trip.
Is that true?
She was there.
You're kidding me.
We had a great time.
Michael, Courtney from Massachusetts said, which New York housewife fell to the bottom of your power ranking this season? You've been known to do power rankings of the housewives.
Carol.
Why? Any?
I don't think that she worked hard enough to try to repair the relationship with Bethany. And I will say this, Bethany is still at the top. And the reason why Bethany is still at the top is because she took it. She was like Rocky in Rocky One. She can take it as good as she give it. She went 15 rounds, ground and pound. She took it, she gave it, and that's why she's still the queen.
Okay, let's go to Danya from Queens. Hey, Danya, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question is for Michael. What's going on, Michael? So given tonight and a lot of your tweets, you seem pretty unhappy with Dorinda's actions this season. I was wondering overall what your thoughts on her were, and what would it take for you to get back onto Team Dorinda? Because I think there was a time when you were a pretty big fan of hers.
I am a fan of Dorinda's in general. I will say, Andy, I did miss Johnny Cleaners this season, but that's just me.
John Medesi.
I felt like Dorinda's anger at times was mean. It was above and beyond the call of duty. And I felt like, you know, like she had it with you, she had it with Luann, she had it with Bethany on the trip to Puerto Rico, completely inappropriate. And I think Bethany was very fair with her. I thought you were fair with her. The Luann thing, I think, was like 50-50. But like, I think when it gets to a mean place, I don't like it.
Oh, Countess Luann tweeted, she said, ask Sonia if that's her collection she's wearing. I want it. Yes, it is. Yes, Lou.
Love my Lou.
Michael, any questions for Sonia about the boat trip?
How long did the scary part last?
Oh, it seemed like forever, but it must have been 3-4 minutes while the anchor was still down. No, but it's forever. Have you ever been mugged in an elevator? 3-4 minutes? It seems like a half an hour. But
have you
once
ever
that
been
anchor
mugged
went
in an
down,
elevator?
Yes, I've been at Knife Point.
At Knife Point?
Yes.
In an elevator?
In an elevator.
Where?
With the boat, when it was stung like this.
I don't
want
to hear about the boat.
Like
I want to hear about the Knife Point.
Last time I was here, she revealed that she had been with Jack Nicholson, so you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. She's the gift that keeps on giving, yeah. Man. Sarah from Florida. Oh, I don't think we have. We'll do you on the after show, Sarah. I know you have a good question. Wow. Held it. Not, what city were you in?
Oh, it was the East Side Rapist, but he didn't get raped.
How do you know it was him?
Oh, because they finally caught him.
Wow.
He was wearing a members-only jacket. Like, there was a whole description out on the guy. But he did take out the knife. I was going for an interview with Calvin Klein. Get in the elevator.
I gotta get to the mausoleum today.
Yeah.
Time for my mausoleum today. Goes to Cher. She gifted us a 40-second sneak peek of Gimme, Gimme, Gimme off her upcoming album, cover album today online. I lost it. Coincidentally, most of the men available after midnight only last 40 seconds, right, Sonia? Tonight's Jackal goes to the news that Omarosa secretly recorded conversations between her and Trump while she worked in the White House. You know, the fact that something that happened with me and Jill Zarin is now taking place in the White House proves just how quickly this country is going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what? You put a stunt queen in the White House. What do you think's going to happen? Am I right?
Back up.
Am I right?
Absolutely.
Am I right?
I can't wait to hear those tapes.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually kind of glad she did it, but it's just all. Anyway, I want to thank Sonia, Michael, and Joe for being here. Hey, everybody. It's the after show with Sonia and Michael and Jay behind the bar. Michael's podcast, the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, it's on tour. There are tickets at iamrappaporttour.com.
Yes.
Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Sarah and I'm from Florida.
Hey, Sarah, what's your question?
I have a question for both of them. I was wondering what
I said, hey, Sarah, and Siri thought I was saying, hey, Siri. That's really funny. It's okay, Siri. No issue. I don't need anything.
Mind your business, Siri.
Right. Sorry, Sarah.
It's okay. I'm here. I was
so
wondering, what was your favorite, for both of you, what was your favorite New York Housewife vacation trip and why? Also, Sonia, I love you. You're my favorite forever.
Oh, thank you, Sarah.
I'll let you answer.
Oh, come on. Hands down, Bethany's trip to Mexico.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, do the Berkshires not count?
Service,
Berkshires not. It's okay.
Luxury tequila.
Yeah,
right.
I'll go
I'm
with
not
that.
Drinking because I'm drunk.
I got to tell you something. St. Bart's was pretty great, too.
Return to Sender. White the, Trash.
The Pirate.
Welcome to my trail. Oh, the Pirate. That wasn't bad.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name's Betty. And I'm calling from Virginia Beach.
Hey, Betty, what's your question?
Hey, my question is, you know, Bethany has only gotten really super close with a couple of girls on the show, Carol and Jill. And, Michael, which do you think breakup was worse when she kind of broke up with Carol or Jill?
I think that the Jill breakup was more dramatic But I think that the Carol breakup will inevitably be harder to get over. I think I had a deeper relationship. So, listen, when you have friendships that deplete, it's tough. But I think that's my answer.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, it's Sharon calling from Nashville.
Hey, what's your question?
Okay, so I have a question for Sonia.
Okay.
So when you guys were on the boat and it was really scary and you were fearing for your life and you were worried about being able to get back home to your daughter, how did you feel about the fact that Tinsley was worried about getting back home to her dog and she was kind of equating that to what you were going
Good
through?
Good question.
And I have a follow-up to that. So it's like three-part.
Yeah, I can't
so stay
wait.
Focused.
Slam dunk.
Stay focused.
Okay.
When you were on the boat, did you in fact have a diaper on? So there's
no,
a lot
I didn't have the diaper yet because it was after that, remember?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
But
okay.
I could have used one because I pissed all over Ramona's dress.
Yeah.
But I was, you know, basically venting on Tinsley because I was like, what are we doing on this boat?
Right.
I should be safe, not here. But as far as Tinsley, she's like Carol said, she must be on another boat. She's on another planet most of the time. So I didn't really take it that serious.
Did you have another?
I was just venting on her.
No.
Now let's hear what Mr. Rappaport has
to say. I think it was definitely scary. I would have been the biggest baby out of all you.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Where are you?
My name is Tony M, and I'm calling from Columbia, Missouri.
Hey, Tony M from my home state. What's your question?
Question here, real quick. Love the show. Love Ross's of New York. And we had a question from Michael. My question was, as none of the housewives from New York are actually married, can we really call it the Real Housewives of New York?
Absolutely. They've been married. They're probably going to get married.
They're absolutely
the Real Housewives of New York. You can't change history, my friend.
Well, I am trying to divorce my house, to be fair.
When we started the show, it was kind of a wink to the traditional, you know, idea of what a housewife was. And I think that theme has certainly continued. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? Last call of the night.
Hi, this is Emily from Chicago.
Hey, Emily, what's your question?
My question is for Sonia. I was wondering when her toaster oven recipe book was going to be released.
Sonia, have you given up on it?
No. Eventually, I want to do the toaster oven cookbook. I do want to do it. It's just I had to do my fashion brand first.
Joggers.
Okay,
I want to thank Sonia and Michael and Jay for being here. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.